New this year at the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival are mini-documentaries made only for your ears. Pioneered by Doug Hawes Davis in 2003, the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival has grown to about 20,000 attendees each year. That doesn't keep executive director Rachel Gregg from shaking up the festival.
We're always going to be a film festival, but we want to be responsive to the ways in which the art itself is growing and expanding and being influenced, and audio doc is one of those things.
So when audio producer and University of Montana journalism professor Jewel Banville came to them and said, hey, why don't we have an audio-only element this year? They were down to try it out.
It's not so much about seeing whether or not people like it. We know they do. Podcasts and other highly produced audio is becoming much more prolific in the last few years, especially. So we know people are going to enjoy the content. I think the biggest challenge for us is figuring out how to integrate it into a film festival in a way that really adds to the program.
The Big Sky Doc Film Fest already has venues all over downtown Missoula as part of the festival, so they've created a new one for this experiment, a Listen Lounge at the Montgomery Distillery.
When you think about how old radio is, it's kind of amazing when you think that people would be really into like sitting in a room in 2017 and listening to stories together.
That's Jewel Banville. She's curating and mostly producing about a half dozen short audio documentaries for the festival. At the Listen Lounge, they're expecting to have something like iPads to plug headphones into and browse through those stories kind of like a digital menu.
They're stories that are based in Montana, but they should be hopefully interesting enough that people who live outside of Montana understand their value, right? Like they get the Montana vibe of it, but it's a universal thing to tell a really good story. And so that's kind of the point.
Montana-made mini-documentaries for your ears will be offered for the first time at this year's Big Sky Documentary Film Festival, which runs between February 17th and 26th. More information at ypradio.org. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.